Blog Talk Radio. Good evening and welcome once again to Madame Barry Salon, the podcast that loves you, the podcast where fascinating people meet. I'm your hostess, cruise director, and spiritual guide, Madame Perry, but you can call me Jen, Jennifer, JP, Perry. I'm just happy to be here with you, and thank you so much, especially people who are listening live, because this is quite a bit earlier than a regular show for us, but our guest is in the UK, so I want to make sure that she's not having to get up during the middle of the night to do the show. So anyway, but she's not here yet. You know, it could be a little bit about time travel. I'm not sure. She's not here yet. So you know what? I'm going to play a song that I know she's probably heard a million times because her husband was in this band, or still is actually, and we'll be right back with the fabulous Viv Boucheron.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In the time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised land,
to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for loving.
What's your name?
Your daddy,
who's your daddy?
Be rich.
Is he rich like me?
Has he taken any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Thank you.
I will never, ever, ever get tired of that song or anything else by the Zombies. I still love my 60s music. Okay, this is Madam Perry, Jennifer Perry, JP, Perry, Jen, here. And yes, I think Viv Bhushrod, she is en route. You know, she's in the UK. I'm here in the USA. And she's having a little bit of a delay getting in here, but I promise you, she's on the way. I know. And I think she's here now. So I just want to say, my guest tonight, as you already know, she is a visual artist and musician. She's a singer. She is here. I'm not going to give a big introduction because I've been raving about who she is, and you already know. But I am absolutely thrilled to have with me Viv Bhushrod. Did I pronounce her name correctly?
You did. It's Viv Bhushrod. I'm so sorry. I'm having a few technical issues this end.
Oh, no. I'm just sorry about that for you. But but you made it through cyberspace here to the genie bottle that is Madam Perry Salon, and I'm absolutely thrilled about that. And how are you feeling?
Thank you for having me. How am I feeling?
Yeah.
Apart from stressed out with tech, I'm doing fine, thank you.
Oh, tech, yeah, don't let that get to you.
Yeah, I should be better at it by now. We're all having a lot of practice, aren't we, connecting by phone and by computer, so I should be getting used to it better. Yes, I'm fine, actually. I'm very well.
Well, unless you've got, you know, we've heard a few horror stories and unfortunately have seen the clips of some of them, of people with bad situations on Zoom when they thought their camera was turned off. But at least we don't have to worry about that. I do wish that this was not just audio because of your book. But on the other hand, yeah, that would be great. But I've been sharing some pictures. But people need to buy the book so they can see them anyway. But then again, even if it were, I wouldn't do it today because I had a fall last weekend, so I got a big black eye, so I know. I had to run some errands today with some big glasses on, like I'm COVID Jackie Onassis, you know. But
superstar.
Superstar, that's right.
Yes,
so, superstar. Viv Bhushrod, thank you so very much for being here on Madam Perry Salon. I am thrilled. Your book is, now I have loved your art for a long time. I've got the book, The Odyssey, from the 50th anniversary tour of the Zombies.
Oh, yes, thank you very much for that, because I know that you've liked a lot of my stuff on Instagram, and I always wondered who you were when you started liking my stuff, because I thought it sounded very exotic, Madam Perry. And I sent some photos of backstage in a few theatres from that tour, and you said how much you love the interiors of theatres, and they are quite magic places.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That is very true.
Yeah, I did some, after the first Odyssey and Oracle tour around America, because I was doing backing vocals, and after the first one, I really wanted to record what had happened to me visually, and ended up doing a picture for each of the songs on Odyssey and Oracle. And amazingly enough, without telling me, Cindy De Silva, who's managing the Zombies, has had each picture animated, and they used them as a backdrop for the live shows, which was amazing. And that was 2017. And so I felt really privileged with that, actually. That was wonderful.
Oh, that was a magnificent tour anyway. I had seen, I think, a Zombies show in 1995, it may have been, in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and I remember after the show, because I got a picture with Rod and Colin and Jim Rodford. And Jim was saying, hey, thanks for coming out, bringing your friends. Hey, tell more people so the next time we'll have more, because it was a smaller club. And then by the time of the 50th anniversary tour of Odyssey and Oracle, I didn't get tickets in time. And thank Cindy De Silva for getting me and my husband in. And so we bought the book then and looking at it. And people kept walking by our seats going, where'd you get that? Where'd you get that? I said, in the lobby. They're selling them. Get them now. And I thought, well, that's good. At least I'm doing a little advertising.
Brilliant.
You know, you can get them too with that.
Yeah, which gig did you go to?
Atlanta at the Variety Playhouse, I think it's called.
And the 50th. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it's
but I think I saw them 95, and then I think there was one a few years later in Atlanta, and then the 2017, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
So I got to go to three, yeah. And everyone was a gem. Everyone was just remarkable, spectacular. It was fantastic. But this one with your artwork and was fabulous. And I still thank Cindy all the time for getting me in. But and you were there, weren't you?
Well, I was. The touring zombies had done a lot of touring around America, and then they decided to do the Odyssey and Oracle tours, which then included Chris and Hugh, the original members, the original surviving members. Of course, Paul died in 2014, and so the original surviving members sort of like joined the Odyssey and Oracle tours, where they just did the album. The touring zombies would do the first half, and then the second half was Odyssey and Oracle in its entirety from beginning to end. And that's what I was doing backing vocals for. And the first one that I went out for was 2015, I think.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And yes, because they did, I mean, the first time they actually did it was in France, I think it was, no, was it 2000? I'm trying to remember when they did, I think it was 2008, around 2007, 2008, they did Shepherd's Bush in London. It was the first time that they did it. And then the American tours happened later. But they were great shows, actually.
Oh, yeah. And definitely,
and it's such a privilege, you know, to sing backing vocals. The only reason that they wanted to replicate every note, really, so they brought in myself and obviously Darian Sahanaja, and I was able to do backup vocals with Jim. So it was brilliant.
Ah.
They wanted all of their overdubs in, so they were. Yeah, it was a real treat, and you know, for me as well as anything else, apart from, you know, the artwork that followed on from it. You know, just seeing America was an amazing, eye-opening thing.
Yeah. Eye-opening?
Yeah, it was.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure how exactly you mean that. I know. Do you know Jamie Godley, the Scottish comedian?
Jamie?
Godley.
No, I don't, actually.
Okay, yeah, she's a Scottish comedian, and when she came to, she's in Glasgow, but when she came to the U.S. About 10 years ago, because we've been corresponding on social media, and she and her daughter, Ashley Story, came because she had a show in town, and one thing she said when she got on stage about America, she goes, I go get some takeout food. You people give enough food, you know, to feed a family in one person's takeout. She goes, this is nuts. This is crazy. You people are insane. This is way too much food. She goes, you're mental. So, you know, you never know how other people perceive you. But anyway, I'm just so glad that you came through, and I'm just and for people listening, if you – just before when Viv was talking about Hugh and Chris, that's Hugh Grundy and Chris White, and Chris White of the band Chris White Experience, also Viv's husband.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I don't know what Chris does, but my husband, you're
well,
about. I mean, how he called you. What I was going to say is, when I had a TV show and I'd introduce myself, I hit people, and then my husband would say, and I'm Mr. Jennifer Perry. So.
Sometimes Chris does take the piss like that, yes. But usually it's me saying Mrs. Chris White. So, yeah, we met via music, actually, and we've worked in music ever since. And as you've just mentioned as well, the Chris White Experience is that came about through
I'm working, well, let's start from the beginning there. When the Zombies were getting inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, was that 2019, I think?
I believe so.
Two of his sons thought it would be a really good idea to release a CD of Chris's unreleased material, you know, songs that he's written and that he's produced that have never been released, to coincide with the event. But a long time before, when me and Chris had moved from a small London flat to an even smaller London flat, we'd had to take down boxes and boxes full of multi-track tapes of his and put in my mum's attic in the southwest of England. And so we thought, we went down with Matthew to collect all of these boxes to put a CD together and for Chris to be able to release alongside the Hall of Fame publicity. And it turns out that there's so many treasures in it. We're now on album number 6, putting together Chris's unreleased songs and productions. So there's, it sort of falls into three strands. There's the Chris White sort of songbook of songs that he's written that haven't been released. Then there's Chris White productions that are things that he's produced that have never been released. And then Chris White presents, where stuff that he hasn't released, you know, entire albums, we're releasing those as well. And Matthew and Jamie, two of Chris's three sons, have been doing an amazing job, like collating and sorting and getting all of the legal stuff done and getting all of these albums released. And I've been doing the artwork and the design, and you know, some of the co-writes on the albums are mine as well. But the you know, the main thing is sort of getting Chris's catalogue out there, which has surprised us all. We didn't know there was such a treasure trove up in Mum's attic.
Well, that's a lovely surprise, though. Well, listen, I want to make sure you have a good time while you're here so that you'll put in a good word for me to get the Chris White Experience feature. So to make sure we do that, let's get to the main subject of today's show, and that is your new book, Know You're Crazy. And if you're listening, this is Y-O-U-R. We all have our own kind of crazy. And we need to learn. Life would be so much better for us if we just learn how to embrace it and roll with it, I think. And so tell me about the book, Know You're Crazy. Now, I know Cindy, and I know of Renee, don't know her, but I know Cindy. So, and I've got the book, and I have been carrying it with me where I got it. My couple of my best friends are listening, and I guess they might as well know. If they're really listening, they'll know, they're going to get one in the mail too. So talk about the
really
book,
nice.
how it came to be.
Well, I've always drawn and painted and made things and collaged things and what have you. And I suppose in around about my late teens, early 20s, I started putting down images of what I sort of referred to as my little mad women running around my head. If it was, it could be visualizing a reaction that I'd had to something, or an emotion that I was finding quite difficult, or just an observation that I found that was quite funny, and just start sketching them down and making pictures. I didn't actually set out with the intention to make a book. Again, in 2017, on that particular tour, I ended up having a conversation with Cindy where I started talking about one of the rather more surreal pictures in the book, the oven ready chicken woman, and she asked me to explain about it. And when she found out why I was doing these drawings, she suddenly could envisage a book of the whole thing. The next day, before the tour bus took off, I
showed her some pictures on iPad. She doesn't remember this actually, but she was rather busy and a bit distracted. And then when she came over to the UK, she came to my studio and saw the real pictures and said that she wanted to make a book that was for women and made by women. And they did come to be. She knew Renee of old, but they hadn't worked together. And I think that Cindy was at a South by Southwest event and was chatting with Renee, who became very interested. And she heads up a printing outfit in Texas and has had the imagination and the wherewithal to actually be able to put a book together. And so this is what we've got. And she's done an incredible job. It's a beautiful little book, actually. It really is an art book. It's done on amazing paper, museum quality paper, actually. And so, you know, it became this book. So it wasn't really my intent, but now that it's out there, I've realised how universal a lot of these feelings are, especially women. I mean, I'm not excluding men on purpose. It just happens to be from my point of view. But women really get it. They just look at the pictures and they get it.
Oh, definitely.
And also it's been a, you know, and it's been quite humbling for me, actually, all of the feedback. You know, some of it has been, you know, it makes me feel like I'm not on my own, or this is not just me that has this feeling or that feeling, or that looks exactly like how I'm feeling. So it's been very gratifying. But also, you know, as well as scratching the surface of some of the rather more serious things that we are confronted with, you know, there is a lot of humour in there as well. I think we all need a bit of crazy humour to get us by, really.
And it's got, yeah, and it's true. So there are so many times that we think, especially with certain emotions or experiences, we can't imagine anyone feels exactly the same. And no. If we told somebody, they would say, and yet that's quite the opposite. Usually, like I've told my girlfriends, you know, if one of us is feeling it, we're all probably feeling it or have felt it or going to feel it in the future. So go ahead, you know, open up, talk. There's a beautiful forward in here by Cindy DeSilva. And there's also, but your intro page for Know You're Crazy is just beautiful. And I was going to read it, but would you rather read it?
No, you go ahead.
You sure? Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. And by the way, I was going to say, you're doing, apparently you're doing quite well understanding my Southern accent, so I'll go ahead.
I love it. I think it's beautiful.
Sorry, I didn't have subtitles. Okay, this is the page. Know you're crazy. Moments in our lives can be challenging, joyful, tragic, ridiculous, sad, frightening, and funny. Both our emotions and our situations can be difficult, even impossible to describe in language. Sometimes a picture, like music, says it better. I made this book from a female perspective, but hopefully some of these pictures will resonate with everyone. And you may recognize some of the following. Vivian Boucher. So, yeah, that's true. And it says it all. Everything
the
pictures here.
And about the title, like you said, it is Y-O-U-R. And the reason that that came about, it was Cindy again, because when I showed her some of these pictures in Nashville and explained why I was doing it, she'd go, no, you're crazy, right? You know, and it was, I found that hysterical. It was an Americanism. I'd never heard it before, but I thought that that was so funny. And also Renee has said since the book being put together, you know, that she thought it would make a good present for men before they get married.
Yeah, no one gives them a guidebook, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. What mood have we got today?
And kind of a head start in a way.
Yeah, absolutely. And she also had the idea of putting together a box set of 8x10 inch print with a book in the back. So it's like a little mobile exhibition, really, with a catalogue inside. So it's turned into this extraordinary feast for the eyes. I thought it might be an interesting idea, actually, for a frame to go out with the box set so that people could see what moods they were in the morning and just put it in the frame to warn people.
Oh, yeah, especially if you're in an office in these days, put it on your desk, yeah. Or your what, your picture or avatar on social media. Yeah, some of the, because I was describing these to a girlfriend of mine earlier today. And by the way, this is normally I do my show about 6 hours later than this. So if you are listening live today, and this is February the 8th at 3:25 p.m. Eastern Time, and I think it's what, 8:25 GMT.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah, for you. Yeah. So, but if you have a question or comment for Viv, you want to call the number 646-716-9922. Or if you can't make a call, you can also send a message or question through Messenger on Facebook, either through Jennifer Maudette Perry or Madame Perry Salon. You know what a Maudette is, don't you? For the mod?
I know what a mod is. Yes, I know what a mod is and a Maudette. Presumably,
and
about is a female mod.
Yay! So Jennifer Maudette Perry or Madame Perry Salon, either one, and I'll make sure to share that with Viv. Yeah, I was describing some of the pictures to my girlfriend Kenya earlier, the one not measuring up, new shoes, and then new shoes, then and now. Oh, my word. Yeah. Oh, yes. That was me cleaning out my closet last week going through. I was just like, oh, how times have changed. Mind fog,
yeah.
Everything. This is, I mean, it's just absolutely glorious. And how long did it take to do all of the pictures that are in this book?
Well, like I say, I've been doing these drawings for an awfully long time. There are a lot more. So it's quite difficult to say how long they actually took. A few of the pictures for this book, when this book was coming to be, I thought I'd do a couple more pictures that were current. Obviously, we can't avoid the subject of COVID, so we popped a couple of those in at the end. And for example, let me think of some of the new ones. Last year's bikini was a new one. And today's to-do list was a new one. I think, yes, High Expectations was a new one as well. But a lot of the rest of them have come from my back catalogue, really, I suppose you would call it. And they're all using different media. There's collages, there's oil pastel, cutouts, watercolours, all sorts of stuff. So I think you can probably tell by the differing styles as well that they've happened over a number of years. It's remarkable for me, actually, to see them all in one set, because you don't really think of it like that when you're doing them. They happen when they happen, you know.
Yeah, yeah, I see. And I think the first one in the story on website that, or in the video you have, that Cindy says the first one she saw was bad hair day. Look, nothing can take
That's
a good
right.
woman down like a bad hair day. And speaking of good women, from Decatur, Georgia, one of the goodest women I know is here to talk to you. My BFF, Kenya, come in, welcome. And I'd love to introduce you to Viv.
Hello.
Hi, Viv.
Hi. I didn't catch your name. Was that Kenya or Tanya?
Kenya.
No, it is Kenya.
Kenya, hello.
Like the country.
Hello. I am enjoying the program. I have laughed just listening to you guys laugh. Looking at this bad hair day picture, it is just inside of my past. I've had days like that where there was nothing to do. Even a hat couldn't really help. So I get it.
I get that. I get it.
I get it, but I cannot wait to get your book. And when she said one of her friends, I'm like, ooh, I hope I'm one. I hope I'm one.
Is that why you know you are.
I was just hoping.
You
can
know
never take those things for granted.
The thing is as well with bipolar days, it feels like such a superficial thing, but it can really drag you down. And I think at the moment, most of us can't get to our hairdressers at the moment. So
exactly.
It's been really quite trying.
Well, let me say that COVID and the pandemic has given me such a relaxed mental state about my hair that I haven't had a bad hair day that I care about in a year. So I'm all right with this.
I think, yes, I have often considered the idea of just collecting a few wigs. And then just seeing what I feel like, you know. But I've already done that.
I'm ahead of you. I'm ahead of you.
Oh, are you? Brilliant. I wish I was brave enough. I do.
Yeah, I can be brave enough sometimes when it comes to the hair. Sometimes it's better just to know what it's going to look like when I walk out the door.
It's funny. Do you wear wigs out? Have you done that lately, Viv?
Me? No, actually, the only time that I wore a fake ponytail, again, this was on the Zombies, I think this was on the 2015 tour, when we were in New York, and I wore one of those long ponytails, and I loved it. I loved it.
I was going to say that. I bet you loved it.
Was it very Ariana Grande kind of long ponytail, or J-Lo?
Yes. Well, I didn't quite look like her, but...
you're beautiful. Sorry, honey, we've seen your pictures. You're beautiful.
Yeah, we've seen your picture. Beautiful. So, Ben, I have a question for you.
Yes, yeah, literally.
So, I know how you guys, and I listened to the story about how you guys came up with this. Is there this time in your relationship with your friends that you guys have so many crazy stories that it was easy to kind of come up with content of know you're crazy? Because, you know, when you have girlfriends, we know each other's crazy so well. I can just imagine being able to come up with a book.
Yeah, well, sometimes I think it's not that there's so many of them. It's just taking the time to actually notice them.
True.
Because that sometimes we go through, our brains sort of take in billions of bits of information a day, don't they? Sometimes we just don't stop to think about what we're actually feeling. And I think it's just catching those moments. And I think that's, you know, sometimes some of these drawings are done with, like, an eye pencil and stuff like that, because that just happens to be what I've got when I notice that I'm feeling a particular thing. But, you know, it was a surprise to me, actually, how universal, I would say people recognize 99% of the book. And there's a couple of rather surreal ones in there that people sort of scratch their heads at. But apart from that, everyone just gets it, you know. And so I think it's, it's been a gift, actually, to get it out there. And for Cindy's and Renee's sort of, like, foresight of actually saying that women, once people see it, you know, that it's sort of difficult to imagine that it wasn't already out there. You know, it's sort of like turned into this little dictionary of emotions that people get, you know.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
And, you know,
and
too,
it's a good conversation starter. With people start talking about things that they wouldn't normally ever talk about, and I think it helps to know that actually it's all part of our human light and shade, really, isn't it?
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. And I love the titles.
And my crazy, you're crazy, but I know my crazy. And I know sometimes I think I know yours, you know, but your best. And that's the thing, too, with this book is that best friends or women who, especially longtime friends, are really tuned into each other. And Viv, I'm sure you and your friends, Cindy, Renee, all of us, me and Kenya, for sure, you know, there are things that you feel that you can't explain to anybody, but your friend, you don't have to explain. They get it. They know what you're going through.
Yes.
They just see the look on your face or just some body language, and they know. And then, again, there are things, you know, you could tell Kenya you had video of me stabbing somebody, and I know she would say, well, now I think that was fixed. I don't think she did. Somebody might have run into her. Somebody just made a hard charge and run into her knife several times, but I don't think she would have stabbed anybody. And I'd say the same thing.
Exactly.
Exactly. Some of the illustrations in your book, Know You're Crazy, by Viv Boucherat, some of these are in sections like things we sometimes get called. Bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I love the picture for bitch. Old bat, which I only resent for the old part, okay? And
the cow was okay.
Cow, I don't care. But cow, I think that's more of a British one, but I think in America I always heard heifer. We don't call women cow, think of that heifer. Cougar.
Heifer. Oh,
didn't your mother say that sometimes, Kenya? Call
yeah,
somebody a
all
heifer.
The time.
Yeah.
Heifer.
I would see that if you notice in the back, there's a couple of footnotes where there's very British. Like the bingo wing, which mm-hmm. is a very common term over here, but I was talking about it with Cindy, and there's not really an American version. The nearest she could get was chicken wings. It's like that bit under your arm where you're waving and it's flapping around in the wind. And so I said in the footnotes, I said that bingo wings is a common term used in the UK. The nearest we could find in American was chicken wings. It's that part of the arm that makes wearing sleeveless clothes less appealing. So we get that.
And it hurts and so bad when you hear people say it out loud.
I know. And then there's hot flushes, which you call hot flashes. But I didn't know about the cow thing. And the cougar thing is the American one, really. We don't really use that over here. It's come over here, but I first heard it on an American TV show.
Yeah, I had that title for a long time. I finally got people to stop calling me that.
Really? It's beautiful.
A cougar.
I
so,
I'm not
it was
saying
somewhere
anything.
Between a compliment and uh-oh.
I am so glad you put those footnotes in there because the bingo wings, I was going, okay, let me figure this out. But, yeah, thanks for the footnotes, Viv. That helps a lot.
You do have bingo over there, don't you? You have bingo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They call number 11, no, number 88, isn't it, is two fat ladies in bingo. I don't know if you have that. Do you have that slang over there? They have, like, calling numbers, and number 88 is two fat ladies.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
I should have put that in as well, yeah.
Okay,
because
all right, thank
like
you,
cute.
Because you know
like,
what?
Uh-huh.
I think I heard that on, you know, the TV show New Tricks?
Yes.
I think they had to go
Amanda,
to some place.
Amanda Redmond.
Amanda Redmond,
yeah.
And then after she left, it was Tamsin Othwaite.
Oh, that's right.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think there was one where they had to go to a bingo place, and they're calling it out, and I'm just like that, too fat. I'm thinking, what kind of bingo cards do they have? So... I'm glad you cleared that up.
That's number 88 because of the shape. like two little fat ladies. Actually, I think they're more like snowmen, but there you go.
I also love this. Now, this one took up two pages. Tidying up. It's two different pictures, but they're side by side. Tidying up.
That's right. That's one of my favorites, actually, because it's well, I think everyone's got a room like this in their house, or even a little cupboard, or whatever it is. But it's when we shove everything into a door and then shove everything into a room and then just shut the door on it and forget about it. As well mm-hmm. as being physical, I think we also do this mentally. I think we sometimes tend to sort of like just cram everything into a little room. And sometimes if the door opens, it might take a little bit of sorting out.
That's a great idea.
I like that it's not just a physical thing, it's a mental thing. That is the truth. Because you see tidying up and you see somebody and they're squatting down, their head's down, they're pushing the door shut, trying to hold it. And then the next page is like a closet with everything in there, whether it's umbrellas, ladders, shoes, boxes, everything is in there. I mean, they're trying to hold that door shut. So I get that one.
That is a great idea.
That is like Kenya for so long. For so long, I couldn't let Kenya in my house because it wasn't. We had just moved back here from another state, and it was all a mess. And then I get it all fixed up, and COVID comes. So she dropped off my Christmas gift at the top of the driveway, and I said, "Now that you can come in, you can't come in." You know, so
that's how it goes.
It is COVID. That's true. Yeah, absolutely. It's funny, during this time, Chris and I moved out of London. So in between lockdowns, it had been planned for a long time. But we finally left London last June and stayed with Terry Quirk, who did the cover of Odyssey and Oracle. We were to be staying with him and his wife for 6 months while we looked for a place. Because also Chris is doing a musical about the zombies, and we were working with Terry on that. But unfortunately, Terry died 2 weeks before we got here. Which was, it was terribly shocking. But we stayed with his wife, Erica, for the 6 months and then found this place. We still feel that Terry's about. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of his work around us and stuff like that. But it feels like we've been a little bit distracted from the last sort of two lockdowns because we've been moving and, like yourself, you know, sort of packing and unpacking and finding things that we had completely forgotten existed. And, you know, it's mm-hmm. been a bit like a very long Christmas. I don't know how we fitted all of this stuff into a two-bedroom flat in London. Absolutely no idea, but we're still sort of trying to move it all out. But yeah, so it's been a happy and a very tragic year for us, actually, 2020. And so we're looking forward, you know.
Mhm.
Well, it seems like this is a great distraction right now with your art, and you're able to have fun with it in the middle of some of the craziest things going on. Not that kind of crazy, but, you know, with the world just going crazy.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
I'm glad that you have an outlet.
Thank you. So am I. I think I really would go completely bananas if I didn't have an outlet. I think it's very important for all of us to be creative. I think it gives us a lot, and we mm-hmm. can release a lot through it. So
that's very true.
And you're not going to believe this, but, and Jennifer, I didn't even tell you this yet, but so I'm not very creative with art.
I'm more of a words person. Like, I like Jennifer as well. I think we're more word people. But with all of this COVID and being isolated at home, I told my sister that I felt like I needed to start doing something more creative in the house. So instead of just starting to paint all the walls different colors, she gave me an art set so that I could start working off of an easel first.
Oh, okay.
And I'm looking
really
forward to that from looking at your artwork online. Give
do
me
it.
Something to focus on.
Yeah, oh. Do it.
All right, that's amazing. Interesting. My husband bought me a ukulele, but we'll see how that goes.
That's excellent, too. Excellent. Excellent. We've got a ukulele, and it's a nice little instrument. If you watch some Bette Midler, she'll teach you some.
Yes.
Yeah, she loves the ukulele. Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just thinking because the demographic of this book, I thought it would be, I'll be 60 in a couple of months, and I thought that it would be sort of mainly my sort of age group, the demographic, but actually I had a phone call from a friend the other day who wanted to give this book to a 14-year-old who's having a lot of, who's got a lot of anxiety at the moment. And she was encouraged to take out her paint box and has started doing her own pictures and all sorts. So even 14-year-olds are getting it, which I'm not sure if that's worrying or if that's great, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
I think it's good. You know, it's like I said, it's, hey, what better for especially that age and you're starting to go through different kinds of emotions and learn things to have them, let them say, hey, you're not crazy. You're not that kind of, you know, you got your own crazy, but you're not nuts. There's a couple more pictures I wanted to talk about, too, but we have somebody else calling in, and I wanted to say welcome to Madam Perry Salon. Hello. Just introduce yourself and say hello to Viv.
Hello. This is Kat Brotherman. Hello, Viv.
Hello, Catherine.
Well, how are you? I'm just looking at the pictures again, and I just love the color palette that you have. It's so earthy. Did that just kind of arise organically with you, or are those your favorite colors? Or is it...
I keep on getting blips on my phone. Did you say it was Catherine?
Yeah, it's Kat Brotherman.
Kat Brotherman. Hello, Kat.
Yes,
hi.
Your friend Kat.
Yes, hello. Hi.
Hi, you know, Kat. I'm sorry the phone's so bad. I hear you perfectly clearly.
Oh, that's really good. I keep on getting these blips. I don't know if it's a local thing. I don't even know if you can hear them. Okay, that's good. The palette. Well, Kat, it depends. A lot of, especially the collage stuff, as you can see, is made with found objects and cardboard and stuff like that. So often it's just the colour of what is there. I used to love Khadi paper, which is Khadi paper. It's Indian, I think. And they all come in earthy colours. So they're beiges and stone blues and greens and things. So a lot of it, again, like I said earlier, I would do the pictures because that's what I'm feeling at the moment. So I will pick up whatever is to hand, and I haven't actually thought about the colour as a palette. Pictures, I suppose, with the watercolours have probably been chosen more, but that's things like hot flushes and mind fog, so they're slightly brighter. But a lot of my work, I did go through a phase where I was only doing black and white, so black and white oil pastel, and that seemed to go on for a couple of years.
I see a lot of the black and white here. Plus some of the red, you know, with the bad hair day, that's very representative of that time.
Right. Yes, that's
and that would have been around the same sort of 2 or 3 years where really I hardly picked up a paintbrush at all. And I didn't even do much collage during that time. A lot of these pictures came out over that period. I think it would probably be, the mid-90s, something like that, mid to late 90s, probably. I was doing all of the black and white. I don't know if it says something about my psychology. I'm not a psychology expert of any sort, and maybe someone would read these for me. A lot of people have said I wouldn't want to be in your head.
Oh no. We love whatever it is in your head that gave us this book and all the other artwork you've made. If you can just give me 45 seconds, ladies. I'm not going to mute your microphones because by the time I get that done, it'll be over with. But I do have a message to play. It's just 44 seconds. And you can run off and get a glass of water and come back, or you can listen along with me. We'll be right back with Viv Boucherat and, of course, Kat and Kenya. Here we go.
I mean, the world has gone crazy, right? I mean, this whole pandemic, I don't even know if I'm coming or going anymore. You know what I mean? But the one thing during the pandemic that I found out, right, that was a good thing was the Madame Perry Salon. I mean, this podcast, right, when you hear her laughing, all you want to do is laugh, right? When her dog's barking in the background and she's talking to the duck, she's going to an interview, and I'm like, this podcast is the best podcast I've ever heard before. You know what I mean?
Oh, stop it.
That sounded like Know Your Crazy sort of drawing, too. An oral version of it.
Yeah, because I use sometimes the dogs do start barking during interviews. They turn into little extortionists, like, nice guest you have here. That's going to be a great show. Be awful if something happened to it. You got any milk bones? You know, that kind of thing. Like little mafia dogs. Anyway, you know, that's interesting when Kat's talking about the color, because some things I've noticed in every color and every shade in every picture here matters and helps share the meaning of bad skin day, not measuring up, which I want to talk about that before we go let you go, because you've been so generous to give us time. But in the ones about what we're sometimes called, the one that says bitch, I love that. It looks like an indigo teal dress and the pearls. Oh, I love that, because it's like a proud thing. Like, call
I
me what you
too.
Want.
It's devil with the blue dress is what I thought.
Oh, yes.
Yes,
okay. That makes
yes,
sense.
I like that one too, actually. And again, you know, sometimes it's not, you don't know where these things come from sometimes. It just felt right. You know, it just felt like the right line. And, yeah, so there you go. It's we don't know where these things come from, do we? I often talk about this with Chris, you know, we don't know where the music comes from, where the words come from, where the pictures come from. But they're all out there in the ether for us to channel.
Absolutely.
That's a watercolour, that one. Watercolour and I think it was, it was one of those gel biros and watercolour, that one.
Oh, yeah. So that's fantastic. Well, Viv, I've kept you so long, and I appreciate you giving me so much time, being so generous with your time and talking to us, and also generous with your pictures and the book, Know You're Crazy. We really appreciate it, and I think this is going to have much success, and it's going to be very important for a lot of people. And also, let me mention, too, and for people who have listened today, if you don't get this show live, you know, it's also available everywhere else, Spotify, iHeartRadio, to download and listen to afterwards. And if you want, give it a review or follow. We appreciate that. This is an early time for me to have the podcast, but next week I've got another guest from England. It's a band called Joe Symes and the Loving Kind. They're going to be on here at the exact same time next Monday. Kenya, you know Joe Symes and the Loving Kind?
I know him well.
And
I know them well.
They'll be here next week, and we're excited about that. So, and Kat, thank you for calling, and Kenya, and everybody
else
listening. I appreciate it, you all. And Viv Boucherat, I will be sharing the website address, the place to buy this book, and also you got a lot of other cool stuff too. There's a you can get a bag with a book image on it. You can you can shop at the store on the website vivianboucherat.com.
There's a T-shirt also.
Store. What's that?
There's a T-shirt also with the Bad Hair Day on the front. It's really a nice T-shirt. The material is very nice. The material on the bag is really nice, too, and it has a zipper. You can go shopping with it, and you don't have to worry about somebody stealing something from your bag.
Sweet. I love that. See, a woman, only a woman would really think about that. That we need
only a woman
keep things
would come
secure.
Up with Only a woman, a bunch of women would come up with making a bag like that. So, you know, kudos to the creator.
Yes. Well, Vivian, we thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. Thanks. It's been a delight.
So I'll be sharing the information on how on your social media and also your website on all of my social media, not just for Madame Perry Salon, but also for my personal, for Jennifer Perry or Jennifer Maudette Perry. I'll be sharing this on all my social media so that a lot of people listen to the show when they're riding or when they're driving or when they're jogging. They don't have to worry about writing it down. They know I'll have it for them. So we are so grateful to you, Vivi, and I hope you will come back.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you want me to send you some connections of the Chris White Experience as well, I'll do that.
Yeah, I hear you've got an M with that band, and you can help me out. Viv?
Yes, I can help you out, I'm sure.
You got some pull with them. You can help me out. I'd really appreciate that.
Yeah, well, you know, of course, we used one of Chris's songs because we needed a little Indiegogo campaign at the front of this because, of course, with COVID, we couldn't outsource any of the printing. So it all got done in the USA. So we did an Indiegogo thing where it's very similar to the original song, but did an a cappella version of Hold Your Head Up, Woman, of which some of the contributors are going to get to sing on, including Kat, actually, who's on the phone. So,
I can't wait.
Yeah, so we're getting that done. But, of course, COVID is putting it all a little behind schedule. But, you know, again, that's an anthem for women, that song, really. So,
I didn't realize. I didn't realize until the 50th anniversary tour, Odyssey, that when Rod Argent explained, no, what we're saying is not whoa, we're saying hold your head up, woman, not whoa, whoa. So I thought, okay, that adds an element. Yeah.
It was great when he informed everyone of that. That was great. Yeah.
All right. Well, ladies, this has been fabulous, and I wish you much success. And I think it's obvious. It's definitely going to happen. And thank you for being here on Madame Perry Salon. And I'm going to close out with my philosophy on my song, which is Everybody's Got to Swing. Thank you all so very much. Viv Boucherat,
you.
I know you're crazy.
Hi.